With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is a court victory for President Trump in his ongoing battle to deploy National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon.
The federal appeals court has ruled President Trump can take command of 200 Oregon National Guard troops, but Governor Tina Kotek points out,
until the district court acts on the second temporary restraining order, National Guard members from Oregon, or from other states for that matter, cannot be deployed.
That second order issued after deploying California National Guard troops to Oregon. The Trump administration has argued the legal reasoning underlying the two orders is the same, making the second also invalid. It's argued the troops are needed to protect federal property from protesters. I'm Ben Thomas.
Vice President Vance has joined the Trump team on a mission to Israel to shore up the Gaza peace agreement, challenged when some Hamas terrorists fatally shot two Israeli soldiers. President Trump says Hamas better get its act together or else.
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent, but they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good. And if they're not good, they'll be eradicated.
Mr. Trump says in that case, Israel would be given free rein to finish what it started, the complete destruction of Hamas. At 21 days, current government shutdown is tied for the second longest shutdown ever. The Senate took an 11th vote on a Republican bill to end it. Once again, the Democrats voted to keep the government closed. On Wall Street right now, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures up 12 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 2 points in the red. This is SRN News. ChatGPT will now offer smut.
OpenAI, the company that owns the popular chatbot, says it will be able to, quote, engage in erotica for verified adults. Since becoming available 3 years ago, ChatGPT has banned mature content. But now CEO Sam Altman says his company is, quote, not the elected moral police of the world. The announcement that ChatGPT will be providing smut comes even as parents are expressing concerns about how their children are using the device already. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a real genocide going on in Nigeria, and the global media is ignoring it. Muslim terrorists have murdered tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria over the past 15 years with no end in sight. A new report from the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law also reveals that the terrorists are destroying an average of 100 Nigerian churches every month. This is SRN News. Atlanta police thwart a potential mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Police say a family member told investigators Billy Joe Cagle of Cartersville, Georgia, had plans to shoot up the airport Monday, where they found an assault rifle and ammunition in his truck outside the airport. Cagle had described his plan to shoot up the world's busiest airport on a social media live stream, investigators said during a news conference. The 49-year-old Cagle arrived at the airport in his pickup truck that was parked right outside the doors to the airport terminal. He's facing several charges, including terroristic threats and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. I'm Bill Alexander.
President Trump is voicing confidence in reaching what he calls a fantastic trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping. At the same time, Mr. Trump mentions tariffs as a negotiating tool. The president may meet with his Chinese counterpart during an upcoming trip to Asia. More details, SRNNews.com.